I trust you enjoyed a blessed Christmas. Today is our final day in the genealogy of Jesus as we focus on the man, Joseph, and the woman, Mary, that God in his eternal wisdom chose to be the earthly parents of Jesus. In December of 2019, Lord willing, I hope to bring us back to the Jesus genealogy to learn about some of the other people who preceded the Lord in human life. We must always remember that Jesus is God, so he has always existed, and he will always exist as God. But as a man, Jesus has a birth date, and when you study the genealogies of his in Matthew 1 and Luke 3, you get a whole list of names that are all, believe it or not, important. So I plan to bring us back here next Christmas, but for today, there's one final insight I want to give you into the life of Mary, and it's a big one. I'll give you the insight at the top, and then I'll show you this in the Bible. Here it is. Mary is a slave of God. Mary is a slave of God. Or I can put it to you this way, Mary is God's slave. To see this in Luke chapter 1, turn with me if you can in your Bible to Luke 1 and verse 38. If you're turning there, this is Luke chapter 1, verse 38. Mary is speaking to the angel Gabriel. And Mary said, "Behold, the bond slave of the Lord, may it be done to me according to your word." As you know, if you've been reading Luke 1, and if you have been with us in this season, the angel Gabriel appeared to Mary beginning in verse 26. He was sent by God to visit the young woman, really a teenager, in Nazareth, which is in Galilee. And then we read the stunning and joyous words of Gabriel to Mary, along with some of Mary's reactions in verses 28 through 37. Gabriel finishes verse 37 with these encouraging words that we need to hear. "For nothing will be impossible with God." And in the very next verse, which I just read for you, verse 38, Mary reacts to all of this. She accepts with great faith that she will be the earthly mother of Jesus. The young virgin has accepted God's will for her life, and she believes that Jesus is the Messiah and Savior of her people, the Jews, Mary's own Savior, and later, as we know, the Savior of the Gentiles, those of us who believe in Christ by faith alone for the forgiveness of sin. But there's one word I'd like you to highlight, and in my version of the text it reads, bond slave. Bond slave is a very important word. Now, unfortunately, in many English translations, this does not read bond slave or slave, but rather servant. Those of you reading the all-too-popular ESV or the NIV, translations I prefer to avoid, will instead see the word servant in place of bond slave. And that's not good. And let me make a comment about this here. This is why I'm always encouraging you to buy and read the New American Standard Bible. That's the New American Standard Bible, the NASB. This edition, which I always use, does the very best job of sticking with the meaning of the original languages of the Bible, Hebrew in the Old Testament and Greek in the New Testament. Words matter, and they matter a lot, and this is particularly true when we are handling the very Word of God. The very best translations will always use the word bond slave, or slave here, when quoting Mary to the angel Gabriel. Mary sees herself as God's slave, not only his servant. So if you use the English Standard Version, or the New International Version of the Bible, then you are not being well served here and elsewhere on what the word actually is. And if you get the word wrong, then you get the meaning wrong. And if you get the meaning wrong, then you have not correctly interpreted the Bible. And that's a major problem that many Christians have today. My point will continue to be made as we proceed. The correct way to read Luke 1 verse 38 is this way. "And Mary said, 'Behold, the bond slave of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word.'" And this is the same word that Mary uses again down in verse 48 when she is praying her Magnificat that we heard yesterday. In Luke 1, verse 48, Mary says that God has, quote, "had regard for the humble estate of his bond slave." And Mary is describing herself here, bond slave. And so let's look at this word, shall we? And as usual, I would like to have more time on this. In fact, sometime in the future, I need to dedicate a few days to discover this word throughout the New Testament, because it captures perfectly for us who a disciple of Christ is. As Christians, we are all slaves of Christ. We are God's slaves. For today, I want to say four things about this word as it relates to Mary and to Christian people. First, I am very aware of the proper sensitivity to slavery, the word slave, and its connotations in the United States, and frankly, throughout the world in which God is, will be heard. I grew up very near Boston with many African-American friends, particularly from my church, which was located in the heart of downtown Boston. And I am well read on slavery in America, and especially on the history of the Civil War that was fought in large measure to be the beginning of the end of slavery. Furthermore, having lived overseas in Asia and with friends from Africa, I am also incredibly sensitive to the horrors of the slave trade, which continues today in various deplorable forms. Global slavery has still never ended. This is an injustice of epic proportions. I am personally supportive of ministries that are attempting to stop the trafficking of persons. Loving people engaged in this transformative endeavor deserve our prayer and financial support. I want to be crystal clear. A human treating other humans as slaves in all forms is evil. It is not the will of God. Never has been, never will be, and it is wrong. And nobody can justify it from the Bible, God forbid. Those that tried justifying it from the Bible in the past were sinful to do so, and God will judge them accordingly. That's the first thing I want to say. But second, that does not mean that the Bible translators should have the freedom to change the meaning of a Greek word, as they do here in Luke 1, verses 38 and 48 in some translations. Out of cultural sensitivities, I am afraid slave or bond slave has been changed to servant. And while I understand the appropriate sensitivity to slavery, a sensitivity I share, as I just stated, I cannot agree with the translator's decision here. The words servant and slave are not the same. A servant is different than a slave. The easiest way for me to demonstrate my point within the time I have is to say this. A servant does according to his or her own will, but a slave does according to the will of another. Or a servant works, albeit perhaps long and tedious hours, but eventually takes time off or at least experiences rest time and gets paid for their service, even if the fee is small, whereas a slave is always on duty and never gets paid. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every week of the year, and for a lifetime, never with pay. A slave is a slave. And that brings me to my third insight, and the one I've been leading to. The Greek word here is doule. This is the feminine form of the word doulos. And this word clearly means slave, or as we have it in Luke, bond slave. This means God is the master and Mary is the slave. God is the owner and Mary is the one he owns. God is the Lord and Mary belongs to him exclusively. She is God's for God to do whatever he wants with her. This is exactly as Mary sees herself. I remind you of Luke 1, verse 38, "Behold, the bond slave of the Lord, may it be done to me according to your word." And I think this one word is the key to understanding Mary. Because she has a proper understanding of her place in relation to the living God, then she willingly accepts his will for her life, to be the mother of Jesus, despite the shame this will immediately bring her. As the slave, the doule of God, she bows to the will of her master. God is the master and Mary is the slave. In a sense, she has no choice but to carry Jesus with joy and fulfill her God-given mission because she is the bond slave of God. Her whole life is dominated by the Almighty. Yahweh consumes her. And I have news for you, brothers and sisters in Christ. It's the same with us. We are the slaves of Christ. In Matthew chapter 10, Jesus says in reference to his people, a slave is not above his master. It is enough for the slave to be like his master. The Apostle Paul and the other apostles saw themselves as Christ's slaves. Here's just one example from the opening lines of just one of Paul's letters. Listen to Romans 1:1. Paul, a bond slave of Christ Jesus, called as an apostle. He says he is a bond slave before he says he is an apostle. And then later in his first letter to the Corinthians, he says, "You are not your own, for you have been bought with a price." The imagery is of Jesus storming the doors of the slave market of sin, purchasing us to be his slaves with his blood. He sets us free from the oppression of being slaves to sin, but we become his slaves now. And the Lord Jesus is our master, but he is a gentle and loving master. When we think of human slaveholders, we think of monsters who are consistently abusive to their slaves. But God is never abusive towards us. He loves us. And he, every moment of every day and night, takes great care for us. Nevertheless, he is the master and we are his slaves. This is how Mary sees it. This is how Paul and the other apostles see it. Most importantly, this is how God sees it. This is how I see it. In my own relationship to Christ, you've often heard me call him my master and I am his slave. How about you? Is this how you see yourself? Think soberly about this. Mary is the bondslave of God. This is the real Mary. This is what makes her obedient to God. What a slave of God she is, never to be worshipped, but definitely to be honored by us. Mary has much to teach God's people today, and I'm grateful we've had these weeks together with her in Luke 1. And this concludes our study of the genealogy of Jesus for now. I must go, but when you come back tomorrow, I'll begin another series that will take us through the beginning of 2019. It's hard to believe, but Christmas is now behind us and the new year is in front of us. This series will be on the mercy of our God. So please, come along and join me again tomorrow, for God is...